It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
NBC could be firing Kathy Lee Gifford from the Today Show because the network wants someone younger. Sources say executives have quietly been looking for a replacement for Kathy Lee, who is 65 now. The sources add that they want someone who can be a female counterpart to Craig Melvin, who isn't even 40 yet. If they fire Miss Kathy Lee,
oh my gosh,
will riot.
She has been there for a long time.
And she is my favorite woman on TV.
I understand, but you know, like, people come and go. And that should be for men and for women. Like,
I know, but I don't want her to go.
Because then it gives other young women a chance to, you know, do it.
She's so funny. And she's just, I don't think she's not, like, irrelevant. I mean, she's good at talking about current events and stuff like that. You know what I mean? There's a difference. Here's my take on this. Here's my hot take, as Liv the Web Girl would say. I do not care how old a woman is in radio or TV if she is still able to be relevant and talk about current events and stuff. And sound like she knows what she's talking about. If she has no clue what's going on, is like, I don't know who that is, and she sounds like that, well, then yeah, she's probably too old. But if she's able to keep herself relevant, then why not keep her?
Hallelujah, sister.
Oh, God. Feminist movement 2018.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are planning on having a baby together via surrogate. Sources say the couple is in the final stages of choosing the woman who will carry their baby, and it's extremely important to Gwen that she give Blake a biological child. Allegedly, the country singer is like a father to her three sons, but he does want his own child too, and he's very excited about it. They're cute. I didn't think they were going to last like this.
I didn't either, but it's so cool. You know what? Good for both of them.
Yeah. The Weeknd is being sued for allegedly stealing Starboy from a comic book writer. Now, I'm probably going to butcher this comic book writer's name, but it's Eamon Talisazan or something. He created a comic book universe in 2014 that he says revolved around R&B and rap stars. And allegedly, he had convos with the Weeknd's people in 2017 about folding a Starboy kind of story into his comic book universe and the single. The writer says that they never ended up working together. However, he says he did file for a trademark on Starboy right out around the time of those discussions with the Weeknd's peeps. The Weeknd was aware of that and filed an opposition to the trademark. It's kind of some drama there. And Michael B. Jordan talked about why he had to add the B to his name.
Is this true? You once got a $40,000 residual check that came to you but actually wasn't for you.
Yes. Open the mail, had my name on it, C4 and some zeros. And I was like, oh, cool, this is great. And then you look a little closer, it was like, nah, that's not for you. That's for the other guy.
That other Michael Jordan.
That's for the other guy. So yeah. And then after that, I had to put the B in my name.
Coming up in the next garbage, Kim Kardashian says that Kanye West smells like this.
God, where could that go? All right, thank you so much, Alex. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, a company is giving their employees, I'd say, a really unique bonus. I kind of wish our company would give us this. We'll tell you what it is in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.